interviews for the, when the assembly does interviews for the borough manager, it would be a special meeting under executive session because it's closed to the public. And I guess I just want to see if that would be something the assembly would be in favor of doing as a whole.
I don't think we open any interview up to the public
no.
for any position in the
no.
city. I don't know why we would do that here. I've never been involved in a public interview for
right.
anything. So
right.
I would say we'd continue with that unless somebody strongly disagrees with that.
So I'm hoping that if the assembly would be in favor of doing that, we could schedule the special meeting for the interviews sometime the beginning of next week, possibly, if we can get through and decide which ones.
Let's take a look at dates, Kim, and we'll get some dates
yep.
up to the assembly here. We have IBEW discussions going on that
right.
week. So let's you and I meet, and we'll
okay.
send the assemblies a list of options, if that's appropriate for folks. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, that
anything
sounds
Anything else, Kim?
Nope, I don't have anything else
All right.
to add.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor and assembly appointments. So we have our annual vice mayor appointment. Is there someone like to nominate somebody for the vice mayor?
So that position? Would be a motion. A
Sorry?
Motion, a motion and a second.
So would somebody like to make a motion to nominate somebody?
I will move to appoint Patty Gilbert as vice mayor for until October 2022.
It's been moved by Assemblymember Morrison. Do we have a second?
I second. Dalrymple.
Seconded by Dalrymple. Any discussion? Hearing none, full vote please, Kim.
Okie doke. Assemblymembers DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, and welcome back, Patty. The annual investment committee appointments, we have two assembly members, and we received letters from both Assemblymember Morrison and Assemblymember Gilbert that have both expressed interest in being on those committees. And that's an appointment, not a motion, correct?
Right, correct.
So, with the assembly's blessing, I'd like to appoint both those assembly members to those positions. All right. And then our annual board and committee group. Let me get there. Sorry, folks. I've got to get down my package here. And I did download it. I also don't give me any reason. All right. Okay. So our first board is Planning and Zoning Commission, and we have two available positions. And we've received letters of interest from both Alex Angerman and Jill Privett, and they both served on that board previously, and I really appreciate these two folks stepping up again. And so with the Assembly's blessing, I'd like to appoint both of those people to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, we have Joan Sargent and Nancy, and I always butcher her last name,
Del Perro, I think.
Okay, I'm going with that. Nancy D. And I know Joan was on that board before. I'm not sure if Nancy served on the board as well, so this would be her first time. And so we have two positions in both these folks, and I'd like to appoint both to the Parks and Recreation Board. And again, thank you very much for stepping up. Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, we have one available position, and we received a letter from Maya DeLong. And I'd like to move forward and approve Maya DeLong onto the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau with the Assembly's approval. And then Economic Development Committee, we have one available position, and we've had Brian Ashton put in his name, and I'd like to approve Brian Ashton for that committee if the Assembly's approval. And lastly, I'll turn it over to Vice Mayor Gilbert.
And with the Assembly's consent, I'd like to appoint Sam Prasanka, where he will use his Algebra 2 skills that I taught him to the investment committee.
Can we get his grades first, Patty?
The equation will balance.
Yes, the equation will balance.
All right, with the blessing of the Assembly, of course.
Yeah.
All right, thank you all. Sorry, I'm just taking a quick look here. All right, I think we're all set to move on from that. All right, so item 11, item 9. We didn't, I skipped.
Oh, you skipped.
I apologize, folks, right over. Mayor and Assembly Business. Does anybody have any reports for the Assembly tonight? I would like to report that SEPA, with the cable failure on Phase C over to Midcoff Island, we pulled that and had a very successful replacement. We went from a four cable system, which was three active and one spare, down to a three cables, or one cable system, which actually has three conductors inside of it. It's pretty cool. And this thing has been installed, but part of the process was removing the cable that failed. And the board had approved, I think it's about 5 years ago, we had an opportunity to buy cable failure insurance. And I remember we had a lot of discussion, like, will these people ever pay if we have a underwater cable fail? And it was $5 million. And I remember we were all like, there's no way. And finally, we just said, well, it's not a lot of money. Let's do it. We'll insure this cable. Well, we had to pull this, the old cable up and then cut the section that was broken and ship it to New York to be evaluated by an underwriter lab in New York. And we sent staff with that cable to ensure that it was, like, got there, because this is a $5 million deal. And we just got the report back. They're going to pay $5 million for the cable. So that's huge to the community, and I think people sometimes don't put together that if we get $5 million off our bill on that underwater cable, that means we, you know, aren't having to shoulder that through the organization. So I'm very pleased, and I'm very proud of the board for having the foresight to stick it out. I don't remember how I voted on that one, but I'm going to say I voted for the insurance. All right. And no, any other reports? Great. Public hearing.
I do have one.
Oh, yeah.
Bob,
please go ahead.
Just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention that the Resource Advisory Committee is meeting tomorrow and Thursday, and it's in the paper, the details of it. It's remote, but my understanding is there's $400,000-some that would be available to go towards rental projects, and encourage people to get engaged with that.
Bob, can I ask you to follow up with the city manager and make sure that some of the ideas that we got for our economic development money, that those get tossed over to RAC? I mean, that, some of those projects seem more RAC to me than they did. So we should, if you could get with Lisa and Carol maybe and make sure that that gets
there's
there.
There's definitely some overlap.
So you bet. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, anybody else? We're all good? 11, public hearing. 11A, request to vacate a portion of Peninsula Street right-of-way adjacent to Lot A, P.C. re-subdivision owned by Dave and Lila Brown, zoned single-family residential. So with that, I will declare this public hearing open and ask Lisa, do you have an administrative report for us?
Mr. Mayor, I'm actually going to ask Carol to provide an administrative
Carol,
report.
Carol, can you come and provide that for us?
I will be very brief as the applicants are here. At the end of Peninsula Street towards the harbor, Peninsula Street is a very odd street, and it's not consistent in its width, the entire length of it, but adjacent to their property where they own, they butt up against a cliff. They have done as much clearing and rock removal as they can without stretching the integrity of the cliff. They have requested a small wedge from Peninsula Street to be vacated to help situate their house and their shop that they're proposing to build. And the key here is to be, the reason for the need is in talking with the fire chief and being able to get emergency equipment to the back of the house. So that's why they're requesting the partial vacation just right in front of their property. The code requires that minor roadways be 60 foot wide. Peninsula Street is not 60 foot wide anywhere along its length, but it is widest at this area. So anyway, that's the gist of their request. And you have the maps in front of you, sort of the triangular wedge that they're looking at.
Thank you very much. Mr. and Ms. Brown, would you like to come up and speak?
Yes, so I mean, Carol said it pretty well there. You guys have this picture. Basically,
I mean, with the way that cliff is on both sides of that property, the only usable property is right there. And then that right away, our property line, you can see, kind of runs awkwardly towards Prunella's house. And we're just asking to get that chunk and line our property up with Prunella's. And then that way we're able to push the building further forward.
Okay.
But do you guys have any questions for me on that?
I think, Lisa, just for a point of, we can ask questions of the person.
If it's for clarification, yes. Yeah, you can't deliberate.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Brown regarding this?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I do. I have a question. Maybe, is that enough? Like, I'm kind of looking
so
at it.
I mean, it's the thing is, the way that you would build on there, it's 19 feet, but to have the building square facing forward, you have to be the shortest, you know, distance, or else you have to turn your building and be facing Prunella's house.
Right.
So, yeah, that 19 feet would make
a big
difference.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ray. Any other questions for Mr. Brown?
I have a question for Carol.
Okay, Carol? Senator Powell has a question for you.
Carol, is that an actual roadway on the this far side? Where it's 54 and 38, is that actual roadway that goes up to his father's house?
It's a alleyway. It's not actually constructed. I think there's like a two-track road through there, but it is a platted alleyway.
Is there anything running through that alleyway?
I drive every day.
I didn't ask that part. Is there anything in the ground in that alleyway?
I don't, you know, good question. I am not 100% sure on that. I don't know, did the... Rod, does the electrical go up that alleyway?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure. I would
okay.
have to look into that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Any other questions for anyone? Lisa, do you have anything else?
I don't, Mr. Mayor. And just to clarify, this is only a public hearing. There's no action being
There's
taken
no action
on this tonight.
Okay. Well, with that, thank you, Mr. and Ms. Brown, for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. This is a little bit of a convoluted process, but we'll get you through it. So thank you very much for your patience.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay. With that, I'll close the public hearing. And we will move on to item 12 and finish business. There is none. Item 13A, approval of Kylan's lease of Brian Herman, DBA, Canoe Lagoon Oysters for a portion of Track D-1, ATS 1531, parcel number 03-007-498, plat 99-8.
Move to approve the Tideland's lease to Brian Herman, DBA, Canoe Lagoon Oysters for a portion of Track B-1, ATS 1531, parcel 03-004-007-498, and the rest of it.
Thank you. Assemblymember Morrison, do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Howe, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, do you want to, actually, I think I'm going to let Mr. Herman speak first, if that's okay with you.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, Mr. Herman, are you still on the line, sir?
He's there.
Yes, I am.
Great, thank you. Good evening, sir. Would you like to testify regarding this item?
I believe you have the information that I provided to planning and zoning. But in summary of that, basically we're trying to find a solution to the challenges of Southeast Alaska with weather, tide, and daylight hours in the wintertime. Basically just trying to find an avenue to store oysters that we can harvest from a little closer to town. We do run all of our oysters from the Pulaski Islands all the way to town every week. And sometimes we do run into weather issues, which slows down our production out of the farm. And we're just trying to make sure that we can provide good service to all of our customers. And this is probably the best solution for us, since Wrangell is the best launching pad to get oysters to the lower 48.
Thank you, sir. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Lisa, do you want to give us an administrative report on this, please?
Sure. I may need to have Carol assist with this, but essentially what we're asking for is approval of a Tideland's lease with a delayed start date, because in order to determine whether this is a viable location or not, Mr. Herman needs to do all of the appropriate testing associated with that, but he needs to know he's got site control ready to go if all the testing comes out appropriately. So that's why we're asking for this. Essentially, it's granting him first right of refusal, and if all the testing comes back okay, then we'll go into a lease with him.
Thank you.
Ted.
Carol, do you have anything to add on that?
No, I don't see any questions.
Thank you. Questions for Carol or Lisa?
I have a statement more than a question, I guess. I like the idea that Wrangell is now benefiting from the American culture here. You know, that oyster farm out there has been there forever, you know, 30 years or more, and it's always done its business through Kaufman Cove and the Ketchikan. So I would hope that the assembly would, you know, support this kind of venture to whatever degree we can to allow these kind of businesses to use Wrangell instead.
So it's exciting.
I'm very happy to see that.
Actually, I think it's very exciting.
Sorry, Assembly Member Howe, do you have something you want
to? I was echoing Bob. I'm excited.
Thank you. Yeah, and I also echo Bob. I'm a little bit curious. When I read through the proposal, there was a request for some space for storage at the old airport area, and that was denied. And I'm curious. I mean, that area right now is basically a turnaround and place where people stage to go for a walk and run their dogs. Why would we deny this gentleman sort of the opportunity to store his thing in a container if we work out a lease for the space?
The area has been set aside long-term for recreational purposes.
So and, what does that mean, Carol, define that?
I cannot define it other than for recreational purposes. So you can take that as you want to interpret it. I really don't know, but as long as I've been here, it was set aside for recreation. Occasionally, you'll have the airlift, the helicopter lift, when Forest Service is moving equipment around.
We staged lots of things from there, Carol. We staged the whole, when we did the Tyee.
The turbine.
Yes, you're correct, but it's short-term temporary uses, and they had to get a temporary use permit in order to do that. Both the Port Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed his request, and both felt that using Shoemaker Bay Harbor or as a staging area would be better served than using the airplane pullout to park a container van there permanently.
Okay, I'm gonna, Carol, sorry. You say this has been designated as a recreation area. Was that done by ordinance and code?
I cannot be
So basically this is lore, like this has been passed down that this is a recreation
I will have to research it, yes.
Okay, thank you. Yep, Assemblymember Morrison.
Don't we already lease space down there for those Quonsets at Shoemaker?
Yes.
There's only one series of leases, and they're taken up there.
Okay, but there is room for a container.
I guess my understanding is that Mr. Massive owns the leases.
He has the leases. So the recommendation is that once the site is approved, Mr. Herman prepares sort of an operational plan as to what they will need and what will be required, and we'll go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Port Commission to discuss further. He had indicated that he doesn't need a lot of space, and that there's the port can also look at a rental area, rental use fees, like people will store crab pots and stuff on port property, and they don't get a lease, it's a rental storage fee, and that's in the code. There's cost for that within the code. So that is another option, too.
Okay. Other questions for Carol or for Lisa? Hearing none, we call the roll, please, Carol.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Dave Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Thank you very much for coming on the line tonight, sir. We appreciate you taking the time out and speaking to us about your operation. And we're very excited that you're hopefully going to be able to stage from here.
Thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. You all have a good night.
You too, sir. Item 13B, ordinance number 1013, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, Amendment Section 5.09.010, definitions and sections 5.09.015, excise tax on marijuana, and Title V, revenue and finance of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1013 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on October 26, 2021.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Moved by Gilbert, seconded by Powell. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This actually was a request from the operator here in town to change our tax structure on excise tax to be the same as the state's. They have made some updates, and so we're responding to that request and bringing it forward for consideration.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 10-21-1618, the Assembly of City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1618.
Been moved by Howe. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also may have Carol come up on this one. Essentially, we did a little bit more research following Assemblymember Dalrymple's request at the last meeting about whether or not it would be more beneficial to have a smaller submittal rather than a larger submittal. And there was concern that maybe because we had submitted a project that was two parts, there was an issue. Carol did the follow-up on all of that and found out that, in fact, it would be considered two projects. We can only submit one. The number one project on our list related to this is the fire alarm project, and so that's what's being submitted here. And to follow up, the next resolution on the agenda is a companion to this, setting aside the required match funds.
Any questions for Lisa?
Is this a good time to ask about the SRS fund balance, or would that be the next time?
It's in the agenda on the next.
Okay. I just want to know when you want me to ask a question.
It's right there in the agenda item.
And I'll wait till the next thing. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 10-21-1619, Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the Secure Rural Schools Fund, the SRS, by transferring $118,750 from the SRS fund reserves into the SRS operating budget for transfer to the high school and middle school fire alarm capital project account and authorizing its expenditure for local match funding for the Community Development Block Grant for said project.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1619.
Moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
First I apologize for the typo I just realized there and the word match there added an extra J. Mr. Mayor, we are required to allocate the match for this program at the time that the application is submitted, so we have to show proof of that in the form of a resolution. That's what this does. And then I'd be happy to try to answer any questions regarding the reserve balance there for SRS.
Do you remember how?
Yeah, so our reserve balance, what is the reserve balance of the SRS account? Because that one said 2.29 million, or 1.661.
That's
it. Is there more coming for the SR, like, is there more Secure Rural Schools money
that include that includes what we estimate the revenue to be at $800,000 for this fiscal year.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of City and Borough of Wrangell Pipeline, please, and annual 2021 five-year reassessment.
Move to approve the five-year city guidelines reassessment for tax year 2021 as presented.
Moved by Howe. Do we have a second here?
Second.
Morrison. Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to ask Kim to speak to this. This is
sure,
her item.
Kim?
Hi. So this is we come before the assembly and ask for this every year. This is the five-year tidelands reassessments. All of our tidelands leases, they're set at 5 years to be reassessed. They're staggered. And so we have three. And then at the next assembly meeting, I'm going to have one more to come to you. It just wasn't ready for this agenda. So
thank you. Any questions for Kim? Hearing none, full vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13F, approval to cancel the November 23rd, 2021 regular assembly meeting and hold only one regular meeting on November 9th, 2021.
Move to approve canceling November 23rd, 2021 regular assembly meeting and holding only one assembly meeting on November 9th, 2021.
Okay, moved by Powell. Do you have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, again, this is Kim's. But as a rule, the many members of the assembly, I shouldn't say many, members of the assembly go to the Alaska Municipal League Conference, and so it doesn't make sense to have an assembly meeting during that time.
Thank you. Any questions? Please call the roll.
Yes. Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item number 13G, approval of professional service agreement with Alaska Tactical Solutions in the amount of $2,500 for phase one of the financial process assistance.
Move to approve professional service agreement with Alaska Tactical Solutions in the amount of $2,500 for phase one of financial process assistance.
We move. We have a second. Move by Powell.
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple seconds. Thank you. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the contract for with Jay Sweeney to assist with the financial closeout for FY21 to assist Mason, our new finance director, in doing that. Mr. Sweeney has given us an incredibly great hourly rate of $50 an hour, and Mason initially anticipated about 40 hours a time. We plussed that up by 10 hours just to give a little wiggle room there. And the reason this is called phase one is because the next phase is that we'll have Mr. Sweeney assist with is actually, you know, the transition of, you know, moving the department forward in a number of different ways. But this will start us off. We'll do a professional services agreement, and then the assembly can approve an amendment in the future to that.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
I was just shocked when I saw $50 an hour.
Exactly.
Let's write the check now. I would just like to say that I'm incredibly pleased that we're lining up assistance here and getting this moving forward. So this is excellent. Kim, call the roll, please.
Yes. Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13H, Resolution Number 10-21-1620 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the creation of the COVID Information Greeter Temporary Position Job Description.
Move to approve Resolution Number 10-21-1620.
Move by Powell. We have a second.
Seconded.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is to make sure, let me back up. So at the last meeting, the Assembly approved the job description, the long-awaited job description for the Deputy Borough Manager. And one thing we realize is that we have been remiss, not only in EOC-related or COVID-related jobs, but not having fully fleshed out job descriptions for our temp positions. So we want to make sure that we're doing that, regularly moving forward as we should be. So in order to be able to try to provide folks at the airport to assist with providing information, since the testing is no longer being held there, it's up at the clinic, or to provide information, whether it be answering phones or wherever we may find we need an information greeter, this job description has been developed. We put an hourly wage with it that is commensurate with what a clerical position would be at the city on the temp wage. And the other thing I just want to mention is likely this will be more than one person, because you can't have coverage, you know, at both flights 7 days a week with just one person. So it may be two or three different people that are serving this need at different times. So
thank you. Any questions for Lisa on this position? Hearing none. Full vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
No.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
And this will get posted right away.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dee Dee and, my God.
Jamie.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I just blanked for coming out tonight. Appreciate it. Item 13I, decision item redistricting. Discussion item, sorry. Lisa, do you want to talk
about certainly, that? Mr. Mayor. So it's that time again. decennial census is has come through, and we've received our population count, and as both assembly members Gilbert and Morrison can attest to, they went to the redistricting public meeting that was held at the end of last week and had some conversations, as did I, with the members of the board that were here. Despite us not agreeing with our population count, the board is required, I think, by the Constitution to use the number that is provided by the decennial census. And so they're required to use all of the numbers that have been provided for the state in breaking up the state into different districts. And the new population of the state requires that each district be, 18,355, I can't remember what I'm, something like that. Anyway, there is a plus or minus 5% on either side of that, so no district can have more than 10% variation on it. And depending upon how big that variance is between districts, you can have some significant concern raised by communities in one district or another because they feel like there's better representation being given in districts that have less people, obviously. So what I did is I put together a report last week for you that outlines the different options that are being presented and being considered by the redistricting board. The redistricting board has submitted two different ideas. These are versions 3 and 4 that they came up with, and they accepted for consideration 4 different variations of our district. One from the group Alaskans for Fair Redistricting, AFFR. One from AFR, Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting, AFFER. One from Joyon, and one from the Senate Minority. And so the maps of those are in your packet here. The two from the redistricting board put Wrangell with Ketchikan, and that seems like a good fit for us. Specifically the folks in Ketchikan, what we heard from the redistricting board people, and please, assembly members Gilbert and Morrison, jump in here if I miss something, or it sounds like the folks in Ketchikan said there's a huge tie to Wrangell, especially with people coming up to do boat work and maintenance here in the community.
And the fishing fleet.
Interestingly enough, Petersburg also said their preferred is the one where they are with Wrangell. And we did express, although we love Petersburg, we are very concerned about being lumped in with them because of the decentralization of services, the centralization of services in Petersburg that's already happening. Yep. And if we're in a district with them, how that might increase to some degree. And they said that is really great to hear. I will stop now and just say something that's really important. We need to get as much public comment to the redistricting board as possible, because undoubtedly this will be legally challenged. And when the judge who oversees this looks at the determinations that were made, they give incredible amount of deference to public testimony. And not just, okay, the assembly has passed a resolution, but rather individual testimony. So we need as many people as possible to write in and state which district they think we would be best in and what ties us to that district that they have requested that we be in. So that's very important.
Do we have that email number available for
everybody?
Or maybe we should even get something in the paper.
That's actually what I was just thinking. Yes, okay. I will make sure that gets done.
If you'll notice on the board proposed number 3, they don't have the Senate district outlined on yet. It's just the House.
Right.
So I suspect the Senate will probably pretty much remain the way it is.
It may not change,
but... myself, I would much rather see us go with Ketchikan, just because of the leaving of our jobs for Petersburg. Maybe this would put a stop to some of that. I don't know. Might not.
They cut Metro Catla out of our district. Did they provide the reason? Every option has Metro Catla with a weird carve out.
Yeah.
you know.
The population was the reason?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it would be in order to balance the population of the Prince of Wales.
Right. Yeah. However, Ketchikan wants Metlakatla.
Sure, they do, because there's a great connection there.
Yes. Yeah,
that, that is their close. They're not related to Craig or Coffin Grove. Well, and there's also, you know, there's all kinds of joint projects that we're working on with Metlakatla for hydro and ferry and all these things. So I found that very interesting that they carved them out. What would, what, Lisa, did you, and did you guys have a preference? That would,
We like the joining with Ketchikan.
Yeah.
And so we didn't look at anything else. I think versions 3 and 4, we certainly didn't like 1-A or 35-R.
Yeah.
And one thing that they did stress to us is public input, to be specific on why you prefer one over the other and give examples. You know, we gave examples of, even though we play sports with freely with Petersburg and with Ketchikan and Metlakatla, that we do fear the competition with Petersburg.
not in sports.
But, you know, with state services.
Yeah.
And so they thought that was a
That's been historically accurate.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'll also point out that we've been in an enviable position in the way it's been designed before, with Petersburg having its own house representation and us having our own house representation. Somebody is not trying to split the difference between two communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we have actually come out on top because of that not being split with Petersburg. It's very detrimental. I will also point out, they're much more adept, in my opinion, they're much more adept at lobbying than necessarily ourselves. I think they're very powerful in terms of, they, you know, I don't know if Bert Stedman's come to our town and gone fishing very often, or, you know, I just find them to be, they're a little bit more connected. I know they get in for meetings. Heck, Donald Trump's son comes and fishes up there. So they seem to be a little more connected in that world, and I don't want to compete with that.
But yeah, we could get that email.
Okay, so,
I've got that
so
down.
I know there's no action tonight, but you're recommending that we get mobilized and get people writing, and you're going to do something with the newspaper, Lisa?
Yep, I have that down to do.
Could I ask the two members that went to the meeting if you'd be willing to write a small letter to the editor expressing and encouraging people to? I think that's always a very powerful thing, and explaining
the
why.
The media was there, both the radio and the newspaper.
For sure. I just think it's good sometimes if we have sort of some other voices out there. Would be great. Anything else?
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question. I don't want to be seen as lobbying or recommending anything to a member of the public. So I'm going to assume we are not going to, this is just a discussion, but we do not have a preferred alternative that we are going to submit to the community, correct?
Why would we not have a
preferred alternative? I'm asking.
I think we do have a preferred alternative. I think we should, when is this all due?
The end of October.
We can't take action on this tonight. It wasn't on the agenda.
No.
But I'm looking for nods here, folks. If we,
you can provide me with direction if you would like.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for you to do to put the city assembly supports the alternative that puts us in with Ketchikan and not lumps us into a northern region, unless somebody would like to speak out against that. And I don't want to just assume. I'm seeing lots of nods and
maybe a show of at least four a show of hands.
What's that?
A show of hands? Okay, thank you.
Show of hands, David? Are you for that?
No.
All I needed was four.
You're so contrary tonight. All right. Thank you, Lisa. Does that give you some direction?
Yes, I have plenty. Thank you for that.
That was our last item for tonight. The get to the ending here, bring it home. So, item 14, the attorney files available for assembly review at the borough clerk office. Item 15, executive session, there is none. And item 16, adjournment, and we will adjourn at 8:20. Thank you all very much.
And Savannah, of course.